T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So, I happen to be an admirer of those who are willing to, frankly, risk it all. And you and I have talked about this. When you come to a point where you are saying, I will put my life on the line to defend yours, you've got nothing but respect for me. And I look at some of the training programs for some of the folks who have said they will do whatever is necessary to protect me, to defend my kids. And I look at the Navy SEALs and I think, oh my gosh, absolutely insane. And I mean that in the best way. Well, Scott McEwen has gone deep and long into this study, The Making of a Navy SEAL, Hell Week and Beyond. And Scott is joining us. Scott, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me on. And what a great lead-in, man. I tell you, I love that introduction.
Well, thank you. Look, I am a fan of your work. I say that, and I knew you most, of course, from American Sniper. And now this book, boy, I can't wait to dive into it. You actually just lay it all out there, what it takes to become a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, it really is. It's a had someone tell me from Hollywood, you know how they like to get into stories, but they read the book, and they came back to me and said, you know what? This is like a creation story for Batman, but the superhero really exists, and he's called a Navy SEAL. You know, like, it really, it's kind of like the creation, you know, the kid you take, and the prequel to the Dark Sun Rises, or whatever it was called.
Yeah, The Dark Knight, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, all right, so break it down, because, you know, there are a lot of folks, they heard about SEAL Team 6, and they said, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do, and then they found out, oh, there's something before they pin that little badge on you, right?
Yeah, there certainly is, and I've never been through it myself, but I've known now, since Chris, and all the guys that I've known that have been through it, and this is really an amalgamation of 10 years of stories, of grit, of me being out there watching what goes on and seeing it, and just, you know, admiration for young men that many times are 17, 18 years old that decide they're going to get the roughest, most difficult, most, you know, hardcore training known to mankind, and they aren't going to quit. And, you know, they have a huge attrition rate. They have a huge, you know, injury rate. They have a huge rate of people that just drop and ring the bell. But those that make it through are all amazing warriors, and that's really what this book is about, is the ability to see through it. And then I kind of take the, you know, I wrote this during the pandemic, and so I kind of take that attitude that those guys give us to say, hey, you know, this pandemic's going to pass, and there's a pipe, and we're looking down the pipe or the tunnel, but there's light at the end of this tunnel, and, you know, those that make it through are going to be stronger than they were before.
Listen, when you look at this, and I, in preparation to chat with you, I just tried to review a little bit about the SEAL training. I got a real good friend of mine, is a graduate of West Point, Ranger Tab, career FBI agent. He said, hey, Jeff, listen, I did like a week with the SEALs for something. He says, they just kicked my rear end. He said, I've never, ever seen anything like it. They're like cyborgs. I mean, there's just something about these guys. The inner strength is 10 times more than the outer strength.
Yeah, it's all, you know, the strongest, who was it that said it? I think it might have been Mad Dog Mattis. You know, the most valuable 6 inches on the battlefield is always between the warrior's ears. And, you know, really the shields are about that mental fortitude. Doesn't matter if you're 6'5 and a door kicker, 250 pounds and can bench press 500, or you're 5'2" and there's shields that are both sizes, they all have one thing in common, and that's that 6 inches between the ears that they're just tough, and they learn to be tougher, and they know how far their body can go, and then they realize there's another 30% behind that, that you can take it even further.
That's incredible. Now, you mentioned ringing the bell. Explain to everybody what that means.
It's drop on request. Essentially, the bell exists during Hell Week and in Buds for a reason. And it is, look, you know, if you want to go get that hot cup of coffee and that donut and whatever and stop this pain and stop this, you know, this abuse that we're giving you for training here, you can do it at any time. And the bell is there. And you basically walk up and ring the bell and you're out and you're dropped and you're out and you can't go back. In other words, once you do that and you ring the bell out, you can't go back. If you break a leg, break an arm, you know, fracture ribs, whatever, you can be rolled back into the program and complete the program. They'll let you have a medical leave and redo it, but if you ring the bell, that's it.
Wow. And just so we're all clear, you don't just join today and get through boot camp and say, oh, by the way, I want to be a Navy SEAL.
No. No, you have to work. You have to really get yourself physically active. The guys that make it have got themselves trained up and ready to go. And even then, it doesn't guarantee anything, you know, as far as your physical training. That's all, you know, like I said, the mental is 90% of it anyway. But, yeah. You know, now they let you know. And that's one thing this book, I think, would really provide a guide to a young man thinking about doing it is, you know, I really kind of put exactly what goes on here, exactly how many minutes you're in the water, exactly how they check your, you know, your basically your core temperature to see if you're hyperthermic, exactly what they do to, you know, to take it to the edge of physical and mental ability, keep you up 5 days straight, you know, like just the things they do to really make sure that the guys that go through this, that they are the, you know, the tip of the spear. They are the warriors that they want them to be. And, you know, and they are willing to, you know, take risks for their team. You know, that that makes them a very special part of the United States military.
Incredible. 18 months, right, to get through all of this?
Yeah, yeah. They run the buds. They run this class of Hell Week, though, within the first month. And the reason they do that is because by the end of the 18 months, you've got $1 million+ invested in every man just in training costs. Wow. So, you know, I mean, they want to know early on whether you are, if you will, the right stuff to make it to the end. If you make it through this week, you're 90% guaranteed to make it through the rest of the training. This is the crucible is this week, and up to this week, you know, they'll drop out X number of guys, sometimes 75-80% of the class before they move on for the rest.
Wow. Now, I mentioned this is your new book, Hell Week and Beyond, The Making of a Navy SEAL. I first became familiar with you as you were part of the team with Chris Kyle that wrote American Sniper. Do you mind talking a little bit about that experience?
No, certainly not. And I talk about it in the book, too, that my own personal Hell Week was the moment that I really heard that Chris was killed. And, I say that because, you know, I felt somewhat responsible for making him a household name, you know, because of the book and obviously the notoriety and things of that nature. And, you know, and during every one of our operations, anything we did, signings, anything we did that we were in charge of with the publisher, obviously we had huge security. You know, we knew that something could happen when you become that big of a figure, if you will. And, but you know, you never prepare for this. And it was kind of like one of those things where you realize, you know, when that happens, how devastating it was to everybody, and obviously his family as well. But, I mean, Chris was an amazing guy and really an amazing SEAL and an amazing patriot. You know, I mean, he was, you know, a hero. And, you know, I think that the whole experience with the movie and Bradley and Clint Eastwood, et cetera, really gave me an opportunity to be a part of something that was, you know, greater than me, that's for sure.
I don't know. I had tremendous admiration, obviously, for Chris Kyle from afar. I loved that book and learned so much from the book. I enjoyed the movie. And I'm looking forward to this. As I said, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm so excited. Where do I, along with everybody else, go to get a copy of this book, Scott?
It's in all the, I like to support your indie bookstores, too. You'll be in your indie bookstores, your independent bookstores, a lot of people have been hurt by this pandemic. So if you can support a local bookstore that's still open and buy it there, I suggest it at brick and mortar. And obviously the Amazons and all the other big Google bookstores and all that, Barnes and Noble will have it, so it'll be anywhere you can find books and ScottMcEwen.com. I got links there to buy it electronically as well.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get all of that up. We'll get this this little chat up. And I got to tell you something. Your writing is so good, Scott, that many of us are even willing to forgive the fact that you were, before you were a writer, a practitioner of the dark arts, an attorney at law.
Yeah, no, I'm a recovering lawyer. I've left that bar.
Oh, fantastic. Well, then we'll see you at the other bar, which is way more fun, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, Scott, I'm gonna ask you one favor, my friend. When I get a copy of this book, I want to be able to mail it to you so you can sign it for me. How's that?
You got it. No problem. Just link up with ScottMcEwen.com. Send me a message, and I'll give you all the data for you or anyone else. I'd love to sign books for people.
I love it. Scott McEwen, thank you so much, sir. That is Scott McEwen. I guarantee you know his writing. If you read American Sniper, the story of Chris Kyle, Scott was on that team that wrote that book. I cannot wait to read Hell Week and Beyond, The Making of a Navy SEAL. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.